So, back with 10 minutes of Talmud, and today we're going to learn whether you can write a Torah scroll from memory. So, let's say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai Elohim Melech HaOlam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. All right, we're in Tractate Megillah, Chapter 4. This is Halacha 1. If you're in the Schottenstein, that's 34b2. And I just thought this was kind of interesting because we're taught so often that, you have to absolutely read the Torah scroll with your eyes and follow it with the yad and not read it by heart. So it's kind of an interesting little wrinkle that you may not be allowed to read it by heart, but in an emergency, you can write it by heart. Okay, so here we go. Rabbi Zora, b'shem Rav Chananel. So Rabbi Zora says in the name of Rav Chananel, Afilu ragil batorah ka'ezra. Even if you are fluent in Torah as Ezra. Side note. In 586 BCE, the Jews are taken to Babylonia. In 516 BCE, 70 years later, the Persians overtake Babylonia, and they let the Jews go home and rebuild their temple. And Ezra is widely seen as the guy who puts Torah together, and when they get back to Jerusalem, the city walls are built, the temple is rebuilt, everybody gets together, and Ezra stands up and he reads the whole Torah. So he's basically considered the guy that sort of puts the whole thing together. And of course, all of Tanakh basically ends with the stories of Ezra and Nehemiah. So he is Mr. Torah Scroll. He's a scribe, he's a priest, he's everything. Ezra is a multi-skilled player. Okay. So even if you knew the Torah as well as Ezra, who they're kind of admitting here actually put the thing together, right? Lo yehe hoga mipiv v'chotev v'kore b'meshekatav. Okay. Even if you're as fluent as Ezra, you should not write a Torah text by heart, by rote, just from memory, and then read from the text that he wrote. Okay? So you shouldn't write it, you shouldn't read it. Kamotshin emar b'varuch, because this is what it is said by Baruch ben Neria, who is the disciple of Jeremiah the prophet. Mipiv yikra elai et kol hadavrim ha'ele. Va'ani kotev al ha'sefer badoy. From his own mouth, Jeremiah would dictate all these words to me, and I would write them down on the scroll with ink. That's Jeremiah 36:18. So, all right, that's one version. Don't write a Torah scroll by heart. But this is Yerushalmi. There's options. We have options. Don't worry. Here we go. Vahatane. And here is what we learn in an early source. Ma'aseh Rabbi Meir Shahaya Ba'Asya. Okay, it's a story about Rabbi Meir, who was in Asya, right, in the east there. V'lo haya sham Megillah Ketuva Ivrit. And there was no Megillah there written in Hebrew. Quite possible that you had a Megillah written in any number of languages. Certainly, Rabban Gamliel in this tractate says that you can write a Torah scroll in Greek. No joke. Yes, you could write a Torah scroll in Greek and stick it in the Ark with all the other Torah scrolls. I know, that one's a shocker. Anyway. But that ruling is there. Okay, so Rabbi Meir gets to Asya. Purim is coming up. No Megillah in Hebrew whatsoever. So what does he do? Ukatva mipiv ukraya. So he just writes one down from memory and then he reads from it. Just exactly what they said you couldn't do just two sentences ago. Okay? Ein lemedin mishat hadachak. Now that's an interesting rule. We don't learn from cases that are raised in sha'at dachak, it's pressing circumstances, in an emergency situation, right? In a regular situation, well, we would have done it the right way. We would have gotten another scroll and copied it down. But you know what? He's out there in the boonies. There's no Megillah. Purim's coming up. What's he gonna do? So Rabbi Meir, God bless him. You know, he's a liberal kind of guy, and he just says, well, you know what? Better some Megillah than none. And he writes it down, and they read from it. Okay, but Yeshomrim. But then some others say, Stein Katav. He wrote two Megillahs. Katav et Harishonah mitoch piv. He wrote the first one by heart, right from his mouth. Uktav et hashniya mitoch harishonah. Please. And then he wrote the second one, copying it from the first one. Veganaz et harishonah, and he hid away the first scroll, the karabishniya, and he read the second scroll on Purim. So that verb, ganaz, ganiza, just the way we have the Cairo ganiza, right? A ganiza is a place where you put scrolls that aren't being used or have worn out or have God's name on them and you have to dispose of them with honor. So I have to say, boy, do I not buy that last story. I think Rabbi Meir is a flexible enough and cool enough guy. He wrote it by heart. He read it. Everybody was cool. Love it. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.